Georgia election official Gabriel Sterling says his state is on track to wrap up a full hand count of audit of all votes cast in the 2020 election by tonight's midnight deadline. Sterling, who is a Republican, told CNN today that he has not found the kind of widespread fraud that President Trump claims cost him the election.
There were always going to be some illegal votes, and we're trying to track those down and investigate them. But there's nothing to say the outcome will be different based on what we're seeing so far through this audit.
In January, voters in Georgia will go back to the polls for two runoff elections that will determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. And we've got two political strategists who are based in Georgia with us to talk about all of this. Janelle King is a Republican strategist. Welcome to the show, Janelle.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And Robert Petillo is a Democratic strategist. Hey, Robert.
Hey, thank you so much for having me also.
Yes, let's start with you, Janelle, and let's talk about President Trump first. He's fighting Republican election officials in your state over the vote count. Is there a rift in the Georgia Republican Party over who to follow and who to believe? And is that a long-term problem for your party?
Well, I wouldn't say that the president is fighting Republican officials in the state. I will say that he's fighting in general for an election that has some questionable outcomes. But I think it's fair to say that both parties are in a very unique time. You know, we got the Dems that have the inner discussions as to whether they're going to go super progressive or try to maintain the moderate stance. But however, you know, shaking things up a bit, it only opens doors for new ideas and new strategies. And one thing I can definitely assure you is that in Georgia, even though there may be discussions around the presidential race, I know that as Republicans, we are 100% unified regarding the Senate race.
Okay, 100% unified regarding the Senate race, but the president is pushing regarding this vote count. Georgia has to certify its results by 5 p.m. Friday. Do either of you expect to see the kind of thing that happened in Wayne County, Michigan last night when Republican election commissioners initially refused to certify the vote?
And Janelle, I'll start with you. Okay. You know what? It's 2020. I don't expect anything. I am just going to wait and see what happens. I definitely believe that, and I know that there are a number of people who are concerned as to whether or not, you know, this election exemplified the highest level of integrity. But, you know, I have no clue what's going to happen.
Robert.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be any controversy. I think when people have to understand just how Republican Georgia is as a state. Georgia's not elected a Democrat statewide in over a decade. They have a constitutional majority in the House. They have a majority in the Senate. They control every single statewide elected office in the state. You do not have a redder state for as far as political control than Georgia. And the fact that they are having this civil war where you have the two senators trying to demand the resignation of the Republican Secretary of State, I think you're seeing a rift between your traditional Southern conservative Republicans and the Trumplicans, whose allegiance lies with President Trump above party, above Constitution, above the will of the people of Georgia. We keep saying that this was a close election, but the margins in this election are staggering. We're talking about Joe Biden has 306 electoral votes nationwide. He's leading by 6 million votes in the popular vote. In order for President Trump somehow to, as they say, overturn this election, he would need to win Alaska, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and then Joe Biden would still win 270 to 268. And so then he would have to flip another state along the lines of Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, or Wisconsin in order for this to happen. So if President Trump thinks that our voting system is so broken that he won this election, then it's time for a constitutional convention to redo our entire voting system. That's the nature of what he's trying to argue for. And so the majority of the people in the state of Georgia have moved on to a discussion on the two Senate seats, which are going to decide the future of the United States of America and the balance of power in the United States Senate.
Absolutely. It's what we're talking about and why we're talking about this with you both today. It's interesting what you're saying, though, about Georgia being a red state and the rift really being Trumpers versus other folks in the Republican Party who are not Trump supporters. But do you think that there will be an effect, Trump's unfounded claims of fraud? How will that turn or affect the upcoming runoffs? Are voters discouraged to vote? Are they energized? I mean, Trump will not be on the ballot in January. Will these hardcore Trump voters that you talk about show up?
Well, I think President Trump is only hurting the Republicans in Georgia right now. Let's understand there was an interview with our Secretary of State yesterday where he said there were 24,000 Republicans who voted absentee during the primary who did not vote absentee during the general election. So in his calculation, President Trump would have won the state by 10,000 votes if he hadn't spent 6 months telling people that that absentee voting and mail-in voting was a fraud. And so what he's doing right now by tearing down our governor, by tearing down our Secretary of State, tearing down our county level elections officials, giving the Republican base no belief that our election is going to be free and fair and that the will of the people will be the outcome, is depressing Republican voter turnout. At the same time, the Democrats are coming in from all around the country. The cavalry is riding in. We're having people come in from California and New York and Illinois and all across the country to campaign and to hit the ground in Georgia because we understand how important this election is. So it's two parties going in vastly different directions.
Well, let's break down one of the runoff elections. Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler is running against Reverend Raphael Warnock. Here's Loeffler on Fox News on Monday night.
Liberals are supporting the most radically liberal candidate in the country for Senate today in Raphael Warnock. And I'm going to expose that. And look, it's
Warnock is the pastor of Martin Luther King Jr.'s church in Atlanta. A Fox 5 poll yesterday said that it's a dead heat. Janelle, how much of a risk is it for Loeffler to go negative on Warnock?
Well, I don't think it's a risk to go negative. I don't even see it as going negative. I see it as her stating the obvious and stating the truth. You know, Raphael Warnock can post as many commercials as he would like with puppies and showing a side of him that many people don't know. But what I see is the messaging that comes from him, and it does seem a bit radical. I mean, he criticized the president's decision to move the embassy to Jerusalem. He criticized our police officers by calling them thugs. He also said that you can't be a believer and love God and be in the military, when I know plenty of people, including my husband, who are veterans and who are in the military, who wouldn't have gotten through without God. So I think that when you have comments that are made like that, it's extremely, extremely radical. And that's what she's calling out. One thing I know about Senator Loeffler is that her platform is very, very clear. The American dream for everyone. And that is what she wants to push, is to make sure that we all have access to economic success and being able to live in a country where our constitutional rights are preserved and not taken from us.
Robert, do you agree with this characterization of Warnock being a radical?
I've been a member of Ebenezer Baptist Church since I came back from law school in 2009, when I moved back to Atlanta. Pastor Warnock has expanded his ministry to deal with the homeless population in Atlanta, to deal with addiction issues in the city. He has a brother who went to prison for years, and he's devoted his ministry towards reentry programs for people who have been formerly incarcerated. What Republicans have decided to do is, since they can't run against Raphael Warnock, is to make up a version of Raphael Warnock to run against, which is antithetical to the reality on the ground. And I think the Kelly Loeffler attacking the black church, attacking Pastor Warnock and his faith, attacking Jeremiah Wright and his faith, attacking many of the titans of the black church, is not a good idea in the South, in the Bible Belt, for this campaign. And to try to compare character and resumes between a Southern Baptist minister and someone who has been a billionaire their entire life, one of the richest senators that we have in this country, who cashed in on the coronavirus pandemic, the people of Georgia see through this. And that's why Pastor Warnock, in a race of 20 plus people during the jungle primary, came out with 33% of the vote. And I think that's why the people of Georgia are flocking to him. You can't have two incumbent billionaire senators, as Georgia has right now, and not expect the people of the state, which is going through economic turmoil, where small businesses are dying, and where our Senate did nothing to push through more stimulus money. The idea of attacking Pastor Warnock as being some kind of radical, I think, is because they have nothing else to talk about.
You know what? There's another runoff.
Yes,
and we just have a minute 30 with you, so I want to ask you a big picture about the Senate coming up next year, but please respond really quickly.
Yeah, I have to say something about that. So I mean, Roberts' emotional explanation as to why Pastor Warnock is the best option is simply that emotional. There's nothing in that that speaks to anyone's day-to-day lives. And to say that she's attacking the Black church, I don't understand why we have to put Black in front of it. And then to shame her for being successful and having wealth is also another issue that I have with the Democratic Party. I think we need to make sure that we keep the main thing. She's not saying anything that Raphael Warnock hasn't said out of his own mouth. So I don't think there's anything wrong with her speaking on that.
So we also have the runoff between Republican Senator David Perdue and Democrat John Ossoff. And your predictions for who will control the Senate next year, very quickly, 30 seconds.
Well, Senator Perdue, he's already won.
I think Democrats are more energized. We're not fighting against our own during this weird civil war. We are fighting for facts, reality, and science. And that's why I think both Ossoff and Pastor Warnock will win.
Robert Petillo is a Democratic strategist. Janelle King is a Republican strategist. Thank you both for joining us.